It's not me. but oh, comedy ensued, folks. I contacted the appropriate people. I even called Mr. Big Fatty, and I left a message on his mechanical. Yes, I did, to straighten things out. So, and he made an announcement on the following day's show that he messed up. It wasn't him. I don't know what happened. God bless him. Anyhow, so let's continue. This is a train wreck already.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is a train wreck already.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3039. The BFO for Thirsty the Threed of October 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day to include why my arm is sore. B, Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Hello, Junior's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're juniors today because y'all, it's not really, well, I guess it's an anniversarium, but not in the traditional sense. But y'all, today marks the celebration up there in the Connecticut. When the Flopfo and Brian in Danbury welcomed Danbury Jr. Into their family. And y'all, I have a song that I play to mark this occasion. And y'all, I'm going to play it at the end of today's little show. So just stay tuned to that. Yes, Big Fatty, now hurry up and get the regular nattering out of the way so we can hear the song. It's true. Y'all, I'm sure it's a happy day in Danbury today. Big Fatty, either that or it's a living hell, one of the two. I'm sure some days it's both. Y'all, let's see. After I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I had my leftovers from the Outback Steakhouse, the prime rib and the baked potato. And y'all, it's delicious. It was delicious. And I had just finished eating, y'all, when Nick came by the villa. Y'all, he was, you know, I think I told you that he was going to take a package to the Ups store or the location for me. And y'all, he was supposed to come by on Tuesday morning. And y'all, he came by, rang the doorbell, knocked on the door. Y'all, I never heard it. Never heard anything. B, Fanny. Y'all, I guess that when Whitman Tinka visits, then you're in a coma later in the day. But anyway, so he came by to pick up said aforementioned package. B, Fanny Mulga. We had a little cocktail and did a little chitter chatting and everything. And it was all very nice and everything. Y'all stayed until after it got dark. I guess he was here maybe a couple of hours, and we just sat and chitter chatted. We did not do any exploring of ballet movements or anything like that. Big Fatty. And Y'all, I, after that was, after Nick left, y'all, I, what did I do? I think I just watched the TV machine, because y'all, it was already dark outside. I wasn't going to go out for a nipple walk, although y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely outside. And so, y'all, I'm not going to give him the time of day, but there may have been a visitor to the love chamber that kept poking at me, but I'm not going to mention it. Not going to mention it. I'm not, you know, it's I think that if you just ignore them, maybe they'll go away for a little bit. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, I watched a few things on the TV machine, y'all, went to bed and kind of tossed and turned a little bit. And y'all, then I said, well, to hell with it. And I got up and I watched the that Stephen Colbert. And y'all, he had, I watched a monologue, and then they had that Lesbiterian, that Rachel Maddow on. And y'all, she's got the Hubert. She's got the Hubert foot. Yes, Big Fatty, the Hubert foot, and what you know, Big Fatty, nobody knows what the hell the Hubert foot is. No, they don't. But anyway, it's the Hubert foot, and y'all, if you want to know what the Hubert foot is, go watch Rachel Maddow on the Stephen Colbert last night, Monday night, Tuesday night. Y'all, got up, hump day morning. Y'all, I had an appointment, with my dermatologist. It was my annual, full body, checkup, of my epidermis. Big Fatty Vulgar. And, so y'all, that was at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So y'all, I asked, Miss Kitty and, his favorite dancing girl, Olive, if they could, meet at 11:30 a.m. in the morning for our weekly lunch. And they said, yes. And Miss Kitty was not eating because, y'all, as you're listening to this, he's got the CNN news team up his butt. Big Fatty Vulgar. He's having an anal massage. Big Fatty, is it anal bleaching? No, I don't think it's anal bleaching. Y'all, he's having one of those colonoscopies. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. We can see videos of that online called the colossal colon. But he's having the colonoscopy today. Y'all, I told him, enjoy the good propofol. And so he didn't eat, and I had, what did I have? I had the buffalo chicken wrap, and y'all, it was good, but y'all, it wasn't worth $11 is all I got to say. It was not worth $11, so I won't be, even though it was good, I won't be getting that again. But anyway, y'all, after we had our lunch, y'all, it was only 12 o'clock. So we ate a little faster than anticipated. So y'all, I went over to the Von's East, and y'all, I got my flu shot. Got my flu shot, cause y'all, the Von's East, if you get your flu shot there, with my hospitalization, my flu shot is free. And the Von's East will give you a $10 gift card if you get it done there. So y'all, I got me a $10 gift card. Y'all, and my shoulder, my arm is sore. It's sore right now. So I told the guy that was the pharmacist that I was going, when my arm got sore, I was just going to pretend like it was because I had been at the gymnatorium. And he kerfuffled and probably thought to himself, "Big Fatty, you've never been in a gymnatorium." That's exactly what he thought. But y'all, after that, y'all went to my dermatologist appointment, and you know, they had to update all the records and paperwork and everything. And y'all, then I was given my gown. Big Fatty, was it sequined? No, but it was airy in the back, as they say. And y'all, the dermatologist, I really like my dermatologist. She came in. I had a little place on my nose. You know, I'd had the cancer on my nose there, you know, years ago. But, y'all, it was a little place. It was just, it didn't hurt or anything, but I could feel it. And it was almost like I described it as kind of like a little hangnail, but it wasn't big like a hangnail. It was just a little piece of skin. And she says, "Oh, well, let's just freeze that off. That's a blah, 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 blah," or whatever. And so, y'all, she put the old thermos bottle up to my nose and squirted it. And but that was the only thing that caught her eye. And y'all, she even gave me compliments on my feet. "Big Fatty, you always say take care of your feet and your teethies." It's true. And y'all, after that, I went to a different Von's East. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do on hump day, went to, this was a Von's East over in the area we call Mount Copacetic here in Charleston. Y'all, I since I'm going to Atlanta next to, I say, Tuesday, I didn't want to buy too much. And y'all, I really want to kind of clear out the freezer. But y'all, I bought a couple of those small little cans of the Coca-Cola. I bought a couple of six-packs of those. And y'all, if you bought 2 six-packs, you got a free emerald almonds. Yes, Big Fatty, for free. Y'all, they had the good chicken pot pies on sale, 5 for $10. So I only picked up a couple of those. Y'all didn't have room for more than 2 of them. Y'all, I needed some Cascade rinse aid, you know, so your glasses don't get cloudy. Y'all, a couple of my glasses had gotten cloudy, so I got that. Y'all, they had the cone beef hash on sale, 2 cans for $3. Got that. Y'all, they had something called Dishwasher Magic. And y'all, it was on sale, and it's to kind of freshen the inside of your dishwasher. Big Fatty, it's all a scam. It probably is, but I got that, and the it's running in the dishwasher right now. Y'all, I was out of that Peter G. tonic water, and so I picked up, y'all, they didn't have the big bottles at the Von's East, so I had to get, you know, because those have a screw cap on them, so I had to get a package of four little small bottles, y'all, and then they had the Butterfinger and the Baby Ruth candy bars in a bin. Said buy one get one free. Well, y'all, when she was checking me out, they weren't coming up buy one get one free. So I mentioned it to her, and she went and checked on it. And y'all, they had put the Butterfinger and the Baby Ruth's in a display, but the sign for buy one get one free was for something else. So y'all, I thought that was underhanded. So anyway, I made her take that off. And y'all, then the almonds that I was supposed to get free when I bought the Coca-Cola, y'all, she forgot to credit me for that. So I went back in the store afterwards, and they gave me cash money to make up for that. Y'all, in all, I spent $27.32, but I only saved $9.95. Yes, Big Fatty! Dear Gussie, y'all, I got a postcard, and y'all, it's from Amsterdam. Big Fatty, is it a Volga card? No, but it shows one of the canals and the canal homes and boats and all from Amsterdam. And y'all, it is from It is from number one fan of the BFO. That's Bill and his husband, Craig. And it says, Big Fatty, Craig and I are having a wonderful time here in Amsterdam. Sure is much different than back in the States. On to Germany tomorrow. Big Fatty, I wonder if they'll see Michael in Stuttgart. I don't know. But anyway, so Bill and Craig, thank you so much for that. And y'all, as promised at the beginning of today's little show, I have got this special song for you to listen to. And y'all, it is called The Kid. Yes, Big Fatty.
Might think we should plan on staying hot for as long as possible. Keep dancing, doing drugs, and having all kinds of sex in bars. Get a lift, get a tuck, till our eyes meet our ears and there's no one left to fuck. But then when we're dead and deflated, so toxic we can't be cremated, we'll cry by the coffin and close the lid. That's the reason I want the kid. Conversely, we could put it off and travel to other continents. Take pictures of each other in oases and rug bazaars. See the world tour by tour and pick up rare diseases for which there is no cure. But then when our travels are ended, so far from the tribes we befriended, who'll care that we once saw a giant squid? That's the reason I want the kid. A girl or boy who'll learn and grow, a source of joy, at least till age 13 or so. You might think, why be parents when we could buy a house to renovate? Haunt auctions in a quest to find Edwardian samovars, Chinese lamps, Spanish knives. Architectural Digest will validate our lives. But then on our graves, the inscriptions, we'll read that we died like Egyptians, entombed in our postmodern pyramid. That's the reason I want the kid. A kid to base our world upon, a fresh new face to lay all our neuroses on. The truth is something Terry doesn't know, and I won't reveal to him. My family has a curse in middle age that's uniquely ours. We get fat, really fat, grossly fat, Brando fat. And I don't know if Terry will want me after that. But if we have children together, I won't have to look good in leather. He'll care for me whether or not I'm hot. 'Cause if you put me on the spot, if I don't hold on to my fellow, he'll leave when my abs turn to jello. And I wouldn't blame Terry if he did. That's the real reason that I want the kid.
Oh! Oh, dear Cassie, y'all, I hope you enjoyed that. I just love that. Love that little song, and I think the Flavo and Brian and Danbury enjoy it too. y'all, it's that buffalo chicken wrap. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. I'm hoping I can get my ass up and take old Ruby Red in for a Earl change. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, somebody we hadn't heard from in a while, y'all, is that Frequency. And Frequency, when each day when the BFO starts up and you're listening to it, what's the thing that you're thinking about?
This is a train wreck already.
Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, every damn day.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.